Thank you for holding. Is this Cody?
Yeah, it's Cody.
Hey, Cody. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
So far so good. It's been a busy day. I'm kind of fighting like a throat cold kind of thing. It's been killing me, Other than that, I'm doing all right. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line, mainly to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
I mean, I understand it's like you get put to the top. I'm not super interested. I mean, I'm just starting out. It's my first week. I'm actually leaving in a week, 4 weeks, and then coming back. So it's like I kind of haven't even really started. So I don't want, I mean, I definitely don't want it right now because
it's not pay-per-click or Google. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's not pay-per-click or Google guarantee. So we can't just throw you up there whenever. I mean, if you want to do pay-per-click or Google guarantee, we could always sign you up whenever, you know.
Yeah, I definitely don't want the sponsored.
Yeah, those are pay-per-click and Google Guarantee. This one's Google Places, so you'd be the three guys next to the map. You don't got a pay-per-click or call or lead or anything like that. It's just one flat monthly rate. The only time we could put you up there is when there's a spot open. So that's why we're calling you now, is because the position's available. But it is month-to-month, and it does take about 2 to 3 weeks to get everything fully up and running. So by the time you come back, you know, we'll have our website up and running. I can provide you the Platinum Package Bundle for $299 month to month. So, I mean, you're looking at about $10 a day if you break it down.
Mm-hmm. And then when would that start, like January 1st, or that start today?
Oh, it starts today. In order for you to secure the position, we'll secure the listing and then send your Google PIN verification letter out. That usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. There's a 5-digit number on the back of the card that I'll need from you when it comes in. But between now and then, we could do the client interview and then develop your website and get that up and running. And then by the time you get back from your, little vacation there, we should be good to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you said, what about the website?
The website, we purchase the domain for you. We develop all the content, do all the graphic design, and the hosting's included. So that's part of that $299 pricing structure.
So I already have a website, and I purchased the domain, but I haven't, like, dug through and set
up content yet.
Exactly how I want it. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it through GoDaddy or, like, Wix?
Wix. Yeah.
Wix? Yeah. I love those ones.
So
those ones
I have, like, my logo made and, like, the basic layout, but I don't really like the way it's set up.
Logo?
I wanted to change it, but I just haven't had time. No, not the logo, just, like, the layout of the website. I mean, I was watching, because I have an online business that I use also.
Mm-hmm.
And I use Shopify. But Shopify. Super simple for me to use. I can change the theme. I can change the website all day long, and it's super simple. Wix just kind of irritates me. It's like more.
Yeah,
I guess it's probably more. Well, it's better because
Wix
it's more
has options. Yeah, there's like a way you can code on Wix, but there's also kind of like a plug and play way to do it too. But we have a graphic design team in house, so I mean we can completely, you know, fully customize website with Wix. We could do unlimited amount of pages. You know, and then the hosting, we could actually provide hosting for you, too, if you're not hooked up to, like, a monthly hosting through Wix.
And what is that? Is that just somebody keeping up maintenance on your website?
Yeah, every website that has content has to have host.
Yeah.
So usually what Wix will do is...
for Wix.
Yeah, exactly. So usually they charge you like a fee for the domain name that you purchased, and then there's a monthly cost for hosting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I already paid the year for their
hosting?
Their hosting service.
Yeah.
But,
so you basically
need
graphic design and content.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to, like, when you go on the website, I would like to have my phone number on the top right, and then when you scroll down the website, I'd like that number to roll down, and like follow you on that page, and then like whatever page you go to has like that contact number right on the top right, and kind of just follow you all the way down. Are you guys able to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. The guy that you'd be talking to, his name's Steve Lyons. He's a buddy of mine. I've worked with him for like 8 years, but he does. He heads the graphic design department, so he'll be able to fully customize your site for you. I mean, we've been in business since 2004, so you got to think like we have very large corporations with like franchises with their sites. You know what I mean? And they do that, and then we also have like small mom and pop shops too. So there's no limits on what we'll be able to do for your website.
Well, would I be able to like talk to the guy who's going to design the website and kind of like, hey, I want this and this and this?
Oh yeah. And yeah. Every client that we sign up goes into a client interview, and then they'll also meet with the graphic designer for their website.
And you said it's $300 a month?
It'd be $299 exactly. And there's no other charges, no lead fees, click fees, or call fees.
Okay, and then that includes getting on the top of the local listing?
Yeah, that's the major benefit to you. The website, I mean, is almost pointless to have a really nice website without that placement, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the main product.
Yeah, I mean, $300 a month seems pretty cheap to me.
Cause I really the kind of work that you do.
Spend, you know, like $3,000 a month on marketing. It's like,
yeah, well, e-commerce is different. I mean, a lot of the transactions are right there on the site. You know, you're in a service-based industry, so it's a little different.
Yeah,
you need to have them, be able to find you. Like, if I'm really having an electrical emergency, I'm going to pull out my phone. First guys are getting the call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. They're just Google searching. They're not going on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. So,
exactly. Actually, a lot of people do look on Facebook for your industry, believe it or not.
Well, that's actually where I do all my advertising right now. I mean, I just started. This is my last week, but I mean, I did a business before I got licensed illegally. But I mean, I was like, hey, man, but I like post on like local Facebook groups, and I had more work than I could even do. But then they wanted permits, so like, let's put a pause on this, get the license, and then come back.
Yeah, Google's going to ask you for a license and make sure you're legit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I like the sound of that.
Okay. So if it's something you want to do, I got to create your Google business profile first, so we can't just, like, secure the payment. But
okay. Let's, right.
Let me create it. Okay, where'd you go? There we go. Okay, so for your Google PIN verification letter, what's the street address that I could send that to?
That's going to be 16954 Purple Sage Road.
Okay, I got it. 83607.
And then I got another question. So it's like, this is just like a random number that called me. I mean, how do I know that I'm not going to be getting like scammed? Like, is there like a verification thing?
Yeah, there's a Google verification. No, I gotcha. Yeah, we've been in business since 2004, so we definitely have a track record if you look up Local Splash. But if you go to your text messages, you see the 877 number? I've been texting you.
Okay. 877 Local Splash.
635-6225.
Okay.
That's our business line. And then I'll also send you, like, the form for your Google verification. So I'll be your account lead. I'll actually be walking you through the campaign. It's not like your HomeAdvisor or Angie's List campaigns where you just kind of set it and forget it, and then you're paying for every lead that comes through. We actually walk you through the campaign and make sure that it's working for you, because it's a month-to-month service. So if you're not making money and it's not working, then we're going to lose you. We're not going to make money, you know?
Okay.
But I sent you the form for Google verification too, and that's a big indicator. And then also, I'll send you the link for the where is it? Google Partners badge. Let me find it real quick here. Are you getting these text messages as they're coming through?
I've got one text. that says, let's get your business at the top of Google today. And then local splash, click the link to see our pricing.
Yeah, that's the pricing. Okay, yeah, that's the Google Partner Badge, though, so that way you know you're talking to the right people. So if you actually look up our company, Local Splash, we're in Southern California. We're right across the street from the Google headquarters in Irvine. So that's Google Building
okay.
One. Yeah, so, like, we're right next to their campus, literally. And all of our calls are being recorded by them, just an FYI. They actually create the qualified candidates list for us to call on to reach out to you today.
Okay. So I got the link for Local Splash Partners One. What is this? Is it just the verification showing that you're like a real business, or is this something?
Yeah, if you go to google.com/partners, like if you're saying like who are the Google partners, if you Googled it, you know, or you go to google.com/partners,
huh.
Yeah, and then you look up our company, or you know, that's the credentials there.
Okay.
So you don't want to work with anybody that's not a verified Google partner. So, like, the company that you're using now, Home Advisor by Angie's List, is actually working with a Google partner called White Shark Media. And those guys
mm-hmm.
are basically helping Home Advisor get leads. And then Home Advisor's reselling the lead to you and, like, three or four other people for a lead fee. And then they'll charge you the lead
yeah.
fee even if you don't get it. Right, so that's how they make their money. All we're doing now is you're working with a Google partner directly, so we're going to list you independently so people can call you direct without having to pay per lead or deal with the leads going to three or four other guys. So you should get more opportunity,
mm-hmm.
but also spend less money each month.
Yeah, okay.
So, does that put your mind at ease?
yeah, no, that was,
right.
I just researched Local Splash. I saw the same phone number up on top, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're...
Yeah, we got a track record. We've been around since
Angie's
2004, so you can find, like, 5,000 reviews on us. Oh.
Yeah, so like, Angie called me, and I signed up for Angie's List over the phone. And as I was done, I was like, man, some random person could have called me and just came to me and said they're Angie. Got me to sign up, and I just gave my credit card and information and everything. And then
yeah,
you
no,
called
we're,
and I was like,
we're legit. No, we're legit. They usually don't even transfer people to me, Cody, unless they need help with, like, adjusting the pricing structure. Otherwise, Tara could have totally handled the call on her own. You know, she's been here just about as long as I've been. She's been here, like, 10 years.
Okay. So, yeah, let's go ahead and set up.
All right. So, on the first page of Google, you
okay.
can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
No, I have a different phone number.
Okay, what phone number did
you... You're breaking up a little bit, but the phone number is 208-740-4041.
Am I still breaking up now?
No, you're good.
Okay, I was hearing a little static. All right, so boom... And then can I save this 9936 number just in case I need to get a hold of you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like your cell phone?
Yeah, that's my personal. But I got another cell phone that I'll keep on me for the business. But I want to keep them separate,
okay.
so. I know.
Yeah, it helps, too, because there's an app that you could download, and it'll be the phone number will or the business line will be hooked up to a tracking system. So it's not like... The tracking system's going to, like, talk to the customer or anything like that. But in the tracking system, it'll help us actually keep track of, like, what's calling you off the first page so that way you know, like, what leads we're actually bringing to the table for you each month.
Oh, so you can check, like, the analytics and everything like that. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, the Google Analytics is hooked up to it. Your billing's in there. There's even a little section you could, like, request reviews. So, like, when you finish a job and you get in your truck, you could just put in the customer's phone number, and it'll send them a live link to your Google business page asking about their experience. They could fill it out, and that'll help us build up your reputation.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Now, for your domain, I know you say you already bought a domain. We don't want to duplicate that. We want to get the same domain that you purchased. What's the URL? Or domain name.
Holtgren Electric.com.
Holtgren Electric.com. Okay. Let me just verify if this is owned. And you said you purchased this through Wix, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad. You did this yourself?
I mean, I just picked a theme that's like Guardians made with the pictures and stuff.
Yeah, it's just black and white. But yeah, I mean, the logo's not bad. Like it has the
number.
Yeah, the
logo I made on Adobe Illustrator.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, but, I mean, definitely use some TLC though. It's just black and white and a couple generic photos on there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just submit. Okay. No worries. We'll take care of that. Give it a major upgrade. But I'm just saying it's not bad because I've seen business owners like try to build their own sites and they come out horrible.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Some of
I mean, this
here,
is
though,
just
like for scheduled
like,
delivery. Oh, I see what's going on. Yeah, some of these photos are crazy, though. It looks like it's some people, like, in Indonesia, and they're, like, buying a purse instead of, like...
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything to do with, like... Yeah.
All yeah, right, I have, like, my personal email on there, old phone number, and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah, we can adjust that. I was actually going to put that on there. Oh, you're born 93, too. I'm also 10/11/93. I just turned 30.
Oh, nice. Yeah, just joined the club.
I know, man. It sucks. You ever seen that SpongeBob meme where it's like him and Patrick are running and they're like, 30s is coming.
yeah, they're running away from it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I remember posting that like the day before. I'm like, oh, here we go. All right.
Yeah. Very full century. I feel like I just need to get better with age.
Like, yeah, that's I still feel like myself. Yeah, I'm a little more mature now, though. The kids kind of helped, and then I used to, like, drink beer a lot in my 20s, and I stopped drinking beer about a year ago, so I don't drink any alcohol at all, and I started running, so I'm actually going to run a marathon here in 2 months.
Dude,
so,
just how funny is that? It's like, you just, like, you don't care when you're young, you just party, and then it's like, I mean, not everybody, but I feel like a lot of people our age.
Oh, I was reckless.
Seriously. It's like, dude, I don't hardly drink anything. I used to smoke cigs a lot, but I quit everything. Now I do like just do Muay Thai, working out, doing cold plunges every morning, focusing on.
Yeah, I'm really into the cold plunges too. You watch Gary Brecka stuff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love
your
Gary
Brecka.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely have a cold plunge, so I bought the cold plunge through Gary Brecka's 10-time system. I like to use that in the morning, and then I'll grab my coffee and usually head out. So I actually cold plunge in the morning more so than hot shower. And then I run like a madman too, so that's they know
that's
me for here. I run every time I get a chance. I want to do Ironman in October, but it's really hard with, like, the kids and then work to be able to, like, keep up with the training. I need, like, 2 hours of training every day, whether it's swim, bike, or run. So it's tough. Sometimes I'll, like, wait till everybody goes to bed or is getting ready for bed, and then I put on my shoes and go running in the dark.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's like,
yeah,
here,
bucket list
like
thing.
Trying to train all day or, you know, trying to get at least a little bit in every day.
I almost got into jiu-jitsu. Joe Rogan was saying jiu-jitsu is like really good for you. I have some family members that grew up wrestling, and they're like, every man should know how to either wrestle or do jiu-jitsu, have a ground game.
Jiu-jitsu is just kind of fun, you know? It's like, I like fighting, so like, I do like
One of those parent things that I changed. Like, I was always just like, okay, I boxed a little bit growing up, and I'm a big guy. I'm like 6'1", like 210, so I'm pretty good size, you know. But I have two boys. Both my kids are boys, so I'm like, okay, I got to teach these dudes how to fight. I'm not going to be fighting their fights for them every day. Like, having grown men come up to them when I'm like 45. Like, you better knock them out. Like, what do you know? So that's kind of why I'm like, I could teach them how to box, but maybe I should get into jiu-jitsu, get them doing jiu-jitsu like real young, and then I don't have to worry about their problems when they start going to high school and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, I got real serious when I had a daughter. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I got to set an example. I was like, I got to, you know, it's like, you got a daughter. It's like, you got to be the highest level man you can be.
Yeah, 100%, you know, because then she's going to go for whatever standard you set, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, my boys are very much like that.
Daughter, I was like, as long as I have guns, like, throw them out there, they'll be fine. But
I was the same, but we were actually trying for a girl the second time, and yeah, it just ended up going, yeah, because my boys are both just very, like, they're mama's boys. They just love mama, and mama lets them. I guess I'm kind of like the disciplinarian one, but they just kind of, you know, mama. So that's when I realized that. I always said I didn't want a daughter growing up, but then I realized that, and then I'm like, oh, man, if I had a daughter, then that would be my baby.
Right, that's pretty much what I mean.
Yeah, like a mini version of
mom. Beats it.
Yeah, but my boys are cool. They're just kind of knuckleheads. Like, we're weird when we're young. We're just kind of like, my sons are kind of just airheaded and, like, really rambunctious.
Little caveman.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're not built for a classroom. So, like, I try to take them to speech class, and they're, like, throwing stuff at the lady and, like, running around, and I got to, like, yell at them. So it's like having two little, like, wild animals, pretty much. They want to ride bikes and scream and jump off stuff. They're cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just dangerous. You got to stop them from hurting themselves. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off topic. So I have your personal email from your site, but what's your business email address where I could send you, like, everything in writing, and then I'll also send a receipt. You could actually write this off in January here.
Okay. It's going to be cody.holtgren@holtgrenelectric.com.
Okay, and this is through Google, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How old's your daughter?
She's a little over 2. She just turned 2 in October.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm an October baby. I'm 10, 11. But I have a 5-year-old and a 2.5-year-old, so. Yeah. They're crazy. The 2.5-year-old's probably a lot worse. I'm actually the second, so I understand that, too. Like, I'm the second boy in my family. I have an older brother. And I'm a lot, like, stockier than him, and like the same thing kind of happened with my kids. Like, my oldest is long and skinny, string bean, and then my youngest is like short and stocky, and even though he's like half the age, he'll beat the crap out of his older brother. they don't play around.
Like, how accurate that is.
Yeah, I think it's God just does it on purpose, like, okay, defense mechanism. And then, like, my oldest, he listens to us really well, actually, but my youngest doesn't give a crap. It just goes in one ear, out the other. But girls are cool. My nieces are very smart and intuitive. I notice that. Like, girls, they tend to listen more, and they're more like, there's more there between the ears when they're younger.
Yeah. Okay. There definitely wasn't anything between my ears. it's barely starting to grow now. I'm 30 years old.
Yeah, I think we're just like that, though, you know? Like, I'd much rather go camping or go to the gym or something than to go to work, you know? And it's like, to sit me down in this chair all day.
Work out.
Yeah.
I can fight. I'd be sweet.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be golden. That's what we're built for, you know? I'm like, in this office all day, I'm like pacing around the room, you know? And they're like, these. Oh, I stand up all day. I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't want to sit down. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm multitasking, though. I got you all squared away. Did you want me to hide your address?
No, that's fine. You can leave that on there.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I need to schedule a client interview. Client interview is about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window. I could actually get you into one here in about 35, 45 minutes if you have time.
Yeah, let's do that, because, like, today I kind of finished early, and I'm leaving Saturday, so, and then tomorrow I got
The sooner the better.
A job pretty far away.
Sure.
So.
But we'll already have it all up and running for you.
Stuff done day. Killer.
Oh, today, yeah, today's your Get Stuff Done Day. No, you're good. I think there's a little delay on the line. Yeah, but, so I just, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, but I just scheduled it here. And then, I'm going to send this, boom. Yeah, if we can work on the website and get the interview done, you know, by the time you come back. So you're coming back on the 18th? You're going to be out all next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's more than enough time. It says if I send your Google PIN today, allow 5 to 7 business days. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so basically by Friday next week, your PIN would be in there at the latest, maybe even Wednesday. So by the time you get back on Monday, you'll have that PIN already in your mailbox for sure. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and then I just need to secure your first month's payment. And then I'll notate the crap out of this thing, and then I'll have the client interview technician call you back at the top of the hour. How did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I was going to use can I change the payment method? Like, can I just put my personal card now? And then, because I'm going to go probably mm-hmm. try to open up a business account.
Always do that, man. I don't know if you have a good tax person, but, you know, get your LLC right away.
So I don't know. I have an S corporation already filed. Okay. Everything like that's already done. I just haven't done the basic.
It's just good to keep track of all your write-offs. I mean, you don't want to be stockpiling receipts throughout the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, receipts sure. have all kinds of chemicals on them anyway that you don't really want.
Yeah.
So if you have a business account, it's just
don't watch out for those receipts.
Yeah, people don't know that, but yeah, I just learned that actually like a few months ago, and since then I stopped taking them. I have a business outside of this that my dad manages. It's a tree company, and I just have them put everything on the card, gas, food, everything. It just goes onto the business card and just give it to the CPA at the end of the year. And it's easy. He just takes care of it. It's like got all the write-offs right there, you know, all the business expenses.
Yeah, we run an e-commerce business, like a clothing company online, and I take any receipt, everything. But I opened up another bank account, so everything's tracked right through there. Everything goes through Shopify, all the shipping costs, all the everything.
Yeah, so there's two ways we could change it, though. Like, if you could call me directly. You have my direct number and extension in there. We also have 24/7 customer service. But after this first payment anyway, they're going to send you the access to your local Splash app, and you can go into the billing section in the app, and you could change it yourself, too.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so you'll have options for that. The only time you really have to give your card information is the first payment. After that, you could do it all yourself once you got your credentials.
Okay.
All right.
So,
and then,
you local spot, just hit yes.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. You accept that, and that's good. That lets us know the email is good to go, so the receipts and everything will come through. And then they're going to get the notification for that. All right, perfect, good. All right, and then you didn't get the form that says, like, photos for Google verification? It's a text.
I got it. Oh, the text. I did not look at that. Let's see. Google Business.
It'll say, like, yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yep. That's it. Yeah, if you click on that, that's your Google verification form. So this is where you send in all your documents, like license, insurance. It's pretty easy to fill out. And then at the bottom, it lets you know that you're working with a Google.
Right here.
What was that?
This is creating the account for...
This is a verification form. No. So this form will go to Google directly. Yeah. Like, some of these guys, they have a little badge with a check mark on their listing, and it says Google verified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have that, and that lets the customers know, like, hey, you don't got to ask this guy for all his paperwork. We've already verified that he has it. So that way they could just feel comfortable hiring you right off the first page.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then you only got to do that once, too. So even if you use the line that we have. You want it to match up, so the business line, the 4041 number. You don't have to do all that right now, by the way. Sometimes it takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get it done, or you could do it like after your client interview. But I will send you an outline of the agreement here with your receipt, and then that one you do need to sign off on before the client interview. So let's how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
With the Visa credit card.
And it's under you said it's under your name, right? You're going to go personal first?
Yeah.
Okay. Any middle initial on your card?
Cody D. Holtgren.
D. Okay. And just to confirm, like, we have your first name spelled correctly on everything that you've received so far?
Yeah. C-O-D-Y.
Okay. Yep, traditional spelling. And then last name, H-U-L-T-G-R-E-N.
Correct.
All right. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay. 4-2-6-6.
Okay.
8-4-1-4.
Okay.
9-2-6-0.
9-2-6-0.
9-1-8-3.
9-1-8-3. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
03-24.
24, and then three-digit code on the back.
642.
642, okay. And then on that form for, like, Google verification, it does tell you at the bottom, like, if you're missing anything, don't panic. Just fill it out as much as you can. We'll submit it to Google, and if they say they need any further verification after that, we'll just get on a three-way call with the Google headquarters, and we'll verify it that way.
Okay, and then... upload a picture of invoice. It's asking for that on that verification. What invoice are they talking about? This invoice?
No, or like an invoice receipt.
Blank invoice.
It could be any of them. Yeah, it could be any invoice that you give or have already given.
Okay.
And then let me customize.
They want money.
Yeah, they want an invoice like of a transaction that you've had.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an actual business, you know? Google doesn't want us to just throw anybody up there. They want somebody who's, like, a real company, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, update. All right, then I'm going to give you this platinum bundle. I'm locking in this deal. So you'll see on our pricing page the bundle that you have. It's called the platinum package. It's usually $5.99 monthly. So I lock you in at $2.99, and you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. So that won't go up or change. And then I waived all setup fees, so there's no fees affiliated with the site. I felt like since you already had your own domain and we're just doing graphic design, there was no reason for me to charge you for that.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. Gets you going. All right. Jumpstart you. This will be a good X factor for your 2024. And then I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you'll probably wind up canceling Home Advisor by Angie's if you haven't already done it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be, I mean, I only had it turned off for like 5 minutes, got one job, and then I turned off, so, but hey, I'm leaving. I don't want this on.
Nice.
But
hey, I mean, if it turned into a job, though, that's good.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to run everything for as long as I can until I just get my own thing going. But, I mean, I just want to really focus on Goop because I know that's the most where people are going. And, you know, just have a good Instagram and Facebook presence. And then, you know, you're going to get most people from
Well, the
Google.
Platinum bundle has Facebook ads in it, too. So we could do a biweekly posting on Facebook, and then they'll run up to $100 worth of Facebook ads for you, too.
Okay.
Yep. So that's another bonus.
I got my Facebook page. I haven't even made it yet.
Oh, we'll make it for you. Fine, and we'll give you access to it too, so you can log into it.
Okay, perfect.
Mhm. Yeah, they'll do a biweekly posting on there, and then they do a remarketing campaign. So anybody that's looked up one of your services in the past or is currently doing a search, you'll actually appear as a pop-up on the Facebook on the screen. Have you ever seen those guys before? They just kind of like pop up to the right on the PC.
I've never really paid attention, so.
So
like services on Facebook?
Yeah, so like if you do a search on Facebook, it's kind of like one of those weird things, like who's listening to me kind of thing. But if you do a search on a different platform, even if you do it on Google, you look up electricians and you go on a Facebook, it reads your cookies. So like the remarketing campaign will make you show up as the electrical contractor on Facebook popping up to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I thought you were talking about a pop-up on the top of the right, but you're just talking about just all of a sudden you start seeing posts and, like, sponsored ads.
Yeah, they could be, like, scrolling through. Yeah, exactly. So it pops up, but then if they're also doing an active search for an electrician, like if they go to the search bar and they look for electrical contractor or electrical companies near me, you'll appear there, too. So you have two ways of being found on Facebook, whereas Google, it's just search-generated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a big fan of Facebook ads.
Yeah, Facebook ads is good. I mean, my guys that have this platinum package that I put you on, I would say like 15 to 20% of their clients actually come from Facebook for the electrical contractors.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty healthy number. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be comparable to what you'll see from Google, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it'll still probably outperform from a dollars and cents perspective, something like Home Advisor by Angie's. I would actually recommend, like, you get out of that as soon as you can, because those guys do resell their leads. So it's like you sign up with me today, and then when you get a lead, you sell it to, like, three or four guys, and you charge them all and just take the money and run. And obviously only one of them is going to get the job, or if the homeowner changes their mind, none of them get the job, and you just ran away with their money for, like, a phone number, you know? So it's like...
Yeah.
It's,
Yeah, I mean, I can see it going both ways. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people don't like Angie, but I mean, like I said, like I'll do.
But
it
it's better than doing
while.
Nothing. Yeah, no, it's better than doing nothing.
Like,
if you didn't do it, I don't even know if we'd be having this conversation today.
Yeah, right. Like,
seriously. Yeah, they got
to know you called me.
Yeah, to even qualify you though for a first page placement, they got to have stuff that they can look up on your company, you know, and verify that you have license and everything, like you're legit. So, I mean, if you hadn't taken those steps, I don't think we'd even be talking right now.
Well, see, it all works out.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a stepping stone. Not a long-term solution, though, is more what I'm getting at. You don't want to pay a lead fee for every job. Yeah, or sometimes 2 to 3 lead fees for every job, you know. It just adds up.
Yeah, and for me, it's like, running my other business, like marketing. I'm not going to say I'm like a master marketer, but it's like I know how to sell shit. I know how to market a business. So like,
that's our generation.
We grew up
in a crazy generation, like before the cell phones.
Yeah.
So we have social skills, and then the cell phones came out like middle school, high school.
I like money on this phone.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, we actually know, our generation's cool. We actually know how to talk to people and work with technology.
Yeah,
the old folks just know how to talk to people. Yeah, and then the young guys only know how to communicate through, like, social media and computers. It's crazy.
That's a good observation.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like,
this
generation really needs it. They're like the bridge between the gap.
Yeah. So, like,
the bridge between
adults,
the boomers and Generation X.
Yeah.
Or is it Z? Is it Z now? Is it Generation Z or is it Generation X?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't know. I just know we're millennials. Yeah. Gen Z. That's what it is.
Talking about millennials, like, dude, we're the ones running businesses, building the economy. Like,
100%.
You
need that. The younger generation, they kind of want stuff like handed to them. I've noticed that. Like, I have some younger business owners that I work with that are like in their early 20s and stuff, and they're just like instant gratification, push a button, I want it now. Like, I'm just like, okay, well, you know, in order to make $1 million, you got to do this many jobs. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to be an overnight thing. Oh, Cody, are you there? Oh, crap. Cody?
No, I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, did you fall?
No, my wife turned the truck on, and all of a sudden you drop. I'm like, what the hell happened? And
yeah, I heard a bunch of, like, static. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Dang,
all right.
Dang technology.
Yeah, see the computer. It's so convenient, it's so inconvenient. All right, so I think you have all the documents. So there's another one in there that'll say like, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash." It'll say like, "Please click here to accept your subscription terms." So everything that I provided for you in this platinum bundle is outlined in writing there, and it's also sent to your email. So that way, like, I mean, if you're still using it 5 years from now, your deal's the same. It's not gonna go back up or change.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's
perfect.
Good to have. Yeah, so that way everything's set in stone from, like, a legal standpoint. Not that I'm saying it's going to get legal, but, you know, that way you have everything in writing.
Yeah.
All right. And then, all right, so I'm actually, voice verification. Here we go. Okay. So I got to walk you through a 60-second voice verification, and then we're good to go. We're going to circle back with you in 30 minutes to do the client interview.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. So I'm going to get a little formal on you. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Holtgren Electric.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Cody Holtgren, owner-operator.
Okay, Cody, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Holtgren Electric Incorporated today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Cody, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. You are in a service-based industry, being an electrical contractor, so they say to try to practice immediate response time with your customers. We do understand that you're going to get hung up on jobs sometimes or like you're going on this vacation next week. Not a problem. You know, we're not going to ride you hard about that, but just try to get back to them within 24 to 48 hours when you are available, like when you're back in town.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay. So, like, your tracking system, try to check your tracking system, like, every 1 to 2 days. Right. And then it's
the
initial
tracking system.
Yeah, so you're going to get the Local Splash app here. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you an email that'll have a YouTube video, shows you how to use it. It'll have the username and password and then a link to the downloadable app. You could download that to your mobile device. It'll track all the calls that you're getting. It'll even have recordings in there. And so you could go in and see, like, hey, they looked up this service. Then they called me, and then here you can listen to yourself, like, talk to them. Also, if you have, like, personal calls coming through on this line, it's a good way to differentiate what's coming from your Google listing versus, like, your personal calls.
Okay, perfect.
That's what I was telling you earlier. You could, like, request reviews to your Google business profile through there. You can access billing, change your billing information through there. So that's a pretty useful tool for you, the Local Splash app. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when we're starting from scratch, but you're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 6th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website design at no additional cost for you. It's a custom website design. And then I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when your term's completed, the agreement is going to be set up to renew each month on the sixth day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. We do ask if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing due date, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup. All we need really is to sign your subscription terms there. So the outline of the agreement and writings in your text. Fill out your Google verification form. I've already sent out your Google PIN verification letter. Okay. So that should get there anywhere between the 13th and the 15th. Is your other half, you said you're in the car with her, is she staying behind, or you guys are all going on vacation together for the holidays?
We're both going. It's our honeymoon. We just got married.
Oh, nice. I actually just got married last August. I took my lady to the Big Island of Hawaii in August. Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Oh, and there's a little lady you were talking about.
Yeah, she got left behind, too. Sorry, your mom left herself.
Oh, geez. She's like, okay, I'll let you handle business. No, I was going to say, like, if she checks the mail or I don't know who checks the mail, but that Google PIN verification letter, don't mistake it for junk mail. Like, give her a heads up on that, because if you throw it away, then we got to resend it. It just causes a lot of headache.
Okay, so I'll get that in a physical letter.
Yeah, you can't miss it. I mean, it says Google right on it in big colorful letters, and then it'll also have your business name on there. So it'll say Holtgren Electric, Inc., and then there's a little five-digit number on the back of it. I need that number.
Yeah.
Once I got that number, you can just throw it away or whatever. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, please don't throw that away. Yeah, I've had guys do that before, though.
Administrator.
Okay, yeah. My lady usually handles the stuff at home, too.
Important letters.
Yeah, that's what, that's why I was going to tell her. Like, I'm like, is she in the car with you right now? Because I just want to let her know.
Don't throw it away. She's like, I know.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I need that. After we get the five-digit number, you can do whatever you want with it. Burn it. I don't care. But we just need to get
the
verified.
I'm the big.
Once you're verified.
I like throwing it away. She's
me
like,
too.
Wait, let's
I hate
like,
clutter.
It's all trash. I hate everything. All right, please send me like three items. I'm good.
Yeah, I hate that. When paper starts stacking up or my lady puts the mail on the counter, I'm just like, okay, anything important in here? Nope. Okay. She's like, there's coupons.
Yeah,
I'll give a crap.
Yeah. Nobody's
Yeah. I hate it with the toys, too. I get super mad about the toys, stepping on toys in the middle of the night. My kids, dude. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they love cars, too. So I have, like, those little, like, Hot Wheels everywhere and like the little cars like Disney show. Yeah, they hurt so bad. And then I run. So I've had problems where like I've stepped on my son's car and then I got to go run later that night for like training. Sucks.
Double.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I got to do 10 miles on a busted foot.
not fun.
All right. Yeah, not fun. It just kills away, you know? But I have your profile set up, pins already sent out, all the documents are there, so it's just a matter of being ready for your client interview here in just a bit, so I'm going to notate the crap out of this thing, and then we'll circle back with you at the top of the hour, okay?
All right, man, I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for helping
me
out.
Hey, you have my number. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to be here to assist you throughout the campaign. I mean, it's me and an account management team, so... You know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in, okay? We're going to walk you through it and make sure everything's up and running smoothly. Once I see you got the hang of it, I'll back off and let you do your thing. But in the beginning, we just want to get it all up and running.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. And I'll probably talk to you before too long. But, I mean, like I said, I'm going to be out for a week. And then when I come back, that's
yeah, that's why we're going to do this client interview, and then we'll just be doing legwork on it basically the rest of this week and next week, and then once we get that pin from you in the mail, all the legwork will be done already by that point. It's just a matter of plugging that number in, and then we can go live, start making some money.
Perfect. All right, man.
All right.
So what was your name again?
My name's Jonathan, but I go by John.
John. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
With an H. All right. I know people forget that sometimes. Not a J-O-N.
Yeah, you're more than you smell like an adult.
Yeah. The biblical version. All right,
yeah,
Cody. I'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
All right. Thanks, John. Bye.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.